us. You are security, is our confidence. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for those who are. Thank you because we encounter the word again. You bring light to our hearts this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, visited everybody.
Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Open your Bibles. It's a very exciting time before you today. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 1. Vivian, I was almost asking, where are you? 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1.
Glory, 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 glory.
A great time before us today. And I, brethren, when I came to you, let's read together, yes, came not with excellency of speech of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. Hallelujah. Next verse, yes. The timing not so know to among you save Jesus Christ and him. Next verse, and I was with you trembling. And my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the... Hallelujah. So from verse 1, he said, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech, like grace we said, I sounded nonsense, of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. That word excellency there is a Greek word, huperoche, huperoche. Sorry, this is our Jesus series 2 parts. No, series what? Series 3 part 8, right? Okay, so that Greek word huperoche, it means superiority, okay? Elevation, high sounding speech, is things that tickles men in the world. Things that tickles men in the secular world. When we say we are doing presentation, we say we are doing all those formal stuff, okay, the things that tickles men in those circles, say, well, I didn't come to you in such capacity. I didn't come to you with an intellectual capacity. I didn't come to you in the capacity of an orator. Okay? He said, I told you the reason. Next verse said, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. So the main duty of the preacher is to explain Jesus to men out of the scriptures. That is the main duty of the preachers. Don't, because let me tell you the truth, men, we actually have diverse needs, okay? Just diversity of everything. People will exist in stages forever. People will exist in different hierarchies in the society. And there's a temptation that People will want the preacher to what to solve all their what's life problem. Okay, you don't have a wife, give me a wife. You don't have a job, give me a job. You don't have this, give me that. But no, he's saying, well, I determine. That's the creed of a preacher. I determine. See, I determine. Yeah, that means it's a determination. It does not come. That means if I am loosed, I will actually go the other way. If I'm loose, I will go outside my portfolio. Many of loose, right? If I'm loose, if I'm, isn't that word for loose? Isn't that word for loose? If I'm flexible, if I'm what? Open, if I'm not disciplined, okay? That means the preacher must be disciplined in the message. You must be disciplined. See, people did not come here to look for plenty things. People came here to look for one thing. People came to church to look for Jesus. To look for Jesus. To look for Jesus. Anybody that even is coming to church to look for money does not know where to get money. Where do we get money? Out there, right? In your place of work. You work for money. But you come to church, you look for Jesus and all that Jesus supplies. So he say, I determine. That was the key word there. I determine. I made this determination. It's a personal commitment that I will not know anything among you save what? Jesus and him crucified. And that is actually what man needs. Man needs the testimony of the gospel of Christ. And I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Okay, that means the physical state of the preacher does not invalidate the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. The physical state of the preacher, it doesn't invalidate the power of God. So don't say, well, I am not too strong, that is why I don't want to preach well today. No, your physical state does not invalidate the capacity of the message in your mouth. Your physical state does not at all. It doesn't at all. And my speech and my preaching was not with what? Enticing words of man's wisdom. That is another key thing you saw there. Are you writing, please, guys? You have a lot to write today. Okay, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Why? Next verse, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. So, where is the power of God? In the correctness of the information. That is where the power of God lies. Where does the power of God lies? In the correctness of the information, in the correctness, in the precision with which we share the gospel. Where lies the power of God? Precision, correctness of the information, precision, precision. Are you getting it, brethren? Yeah, that is where you have the power of God, in the precision. Not in the social, economic, or financial status of the preacher. No, marital status of the preacher. Some people believe that any pastor that is not married is not working, maybe it's inheritance or something. I don't understand that. Those very deluded people. Some people say, anybody that is a female preacher cannot bless me. All sort of nonsense. So, I'm saying, where lies the power of God? In the what, guys? In the precision of the information. So, not in the social, not in the economic, not in the financial, not in the marital status of the preacher. Romans 1:16. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am saved, forgiven by the precious blood of Christ. Never be stubborn. Romans 1:16. Can we take this one, two, go? Help me. Yes, sir. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but is power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Greek, Jew first, also to the Greek. Amen. Can we take that again? One, two, go? Yes. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first. Amen, amen. So, you know, you can see that I said, I am not ashamed, I am not timid, okay? I am not timid, I am not reluctant as touching the gospel of Christ. Please, these are scriptures that a believer of edifying assembly to know. In the same way we have IJ scriptures in this place, we have grace scripture. It's only easier that does not have the scripture, she has the old Bible. Yes, easier is the old Bible. So, amen. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not timid. I don't talk about it like it's powerless. I don't talk about it like it's second place. I don't talk about the gospel like it's just one of those things. I reckon that is the power of God unto salvation. I don't bestow confidence in anything else. I reckon that the gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So Matthew 22 now, verse 2. Understanding we done on you today. Matthew 22, verse 2. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king. Are you there, guys? This has been the anchor scripture for this, our Jesus series 3. That is why it's in the bid to explain this chapter. That is why I've not been able to progress beyond this. I'm still in verse 1 and 2 for a long while now. So, verse 1, 2, 3. So, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son. Which made a marriage for his son, like we have studied and throughout the week. It was awesome. So when he made the decision, who was there? When he made the decision to conduct a marriage for his son, who was there, guys? No one was there. The bride was not there. The bride was not there. But the marriage was for the son. Take down those details. The bride wasn't there. And the marriage was for the son. That was what he desires. Marriage for his son. Marriage for his son, of course, which is not talking about literal wedding. It's talking about the unity of man and God in Christ. The unity of man and God, humanity and divinity. In Christology, in Christ, in the Christos, in the Anointed One. So that was what he desires. Please pay attention this morning. I will deliberately be very slow because like every punctuation mark, every preposition matters a lot this morning. And this is where God's sovereignty comes in. Everything you saw in Matthew 22 verse 2 is God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty is not in his ability to do something and you say, why are you sick? Say, we cannot explain. It is God's work. God, anything that God says he will do. That is not God's sovereignty. God's sovereignty is not in the power to cause evil. It's not in the power to cause havoc. It's not in the power to just do and undo, to kill a president, to overturn a military ruler. All those things does not connote God's sovereignty. It's not when you say, this guy prayed, but yet he died. Say, God is just powerful. That is rubbish. That is not God's sovereignty. Are you with me, brethren? Uh-huh. So, where is God's sovereignty? God's sovereignty is in this event. The marriage was for his son. So, please write this down. Unity with Christ is unity with God. Unity with Christ is unity with God. A disagreement or a discord with Christ is discord and disagreement with God. A disagreement, a discord with Christ is discord with God. A disagreement, a discord with Christ is discord with God. Issues with Christology equals issues with theology. If you have issues with Christology, you will end up having issues with theology. John 17. Discord, disagreement with Christ. We translate to discord, to disagreement with God. If you don't understand Christology, you don't have a clue about theology. Christology being the study of Christ and theology being what they call the study of God. John 17, verse 5. John 17, verse 5. Take down as much information as you can. Take it. as much information as you can until you take it down this morning. John 17:5, and now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Can you see that? With the glory which I have with thee before the world was. Write this down. That is saying, Father, fulfill what you have purposed before man came in to try to spoil your work. Father, fulfill what you have purposed before man came into the scene. Fulfill what you have purposed about man before man came. Hallelujah. That means, because the purpose is about man, he's saying, come and fulfill what you purpose. Fulfill it. Oh, you want many sons, now bring them to glory. You have proposed from the foundation of the world that you want many sons. Okay, now bring them to glory. That's what he's saying. With the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I will explain all this in details this morning. John 17:24. When you are done this morning, everybody here is a preacher of Jesus. You are accurate in explaining how Christ is the Son of God. Very accurate. John 17:24. Father, I will that they also, whom thou art given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Let's read the latter part together. I want to go. Which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Now, we know Jesus is God, which I'm coming to explain in details today. He's not saying God love himself. No. Jesus was not speaking here as God, but as the intention of God. Again, he's not saying, no, when he's saying, look at your Bible, that's how you'll be able to get what I'm trying to relate with, okay? Church is for Bible study, church is for explaining Jesus to you, okay? So, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. So, to when he, you know, that statement is not saying, no, God love himself, okay? It's rather saying God love his plan. God has an intention from the foundation of the world. So Jesus, he was speaking there, not as God, but as the will of God, as the delight of God, as the intention. Please write it, will, delight, intention of God. So maybe that should be on maybe it's on Thursday or so. We check that word throughout the scriptures, and the word foundation of the word, we saw that all through the scriptures, it talks about the intention of God. How many of you enjoyed that study? It talks about the intention of God, his will, okay? His counsel, okay? His will, his counsel. Bro, youth, why is salvation so eternal? Because, I mean, according to Thursday's study, why is salvation so eternal? People, now, I know you know it, don't. Yeah, somebody from the right, Jerry, please help him. Why is salvation so internal from Thursday study? Somebody, just one person, speak loud. Let us hear you, Sas. Because it was, is it just concluded? Before the first sin ever happened, okay? Before the first moral failure ever happened, okay? Before, you give an example, before Henry Titus starts showing what? Short skirts for people, and before everything starts, before makeup industry starts, okay, things that takes people to like ascorbic acid, etc. Before everything came into the scene, before they all came, the works has been finished. Check that Hebrews 4:3 again, because everything was instituted even before moral sin came in. The first tailor cannot spoil it; it came too late. It's not like it's making wig for you. That people are now saying, wig, we take it well. The people that is producing jeans, and the people are now saying, jeans, we take it well. I love this, my brother, now. He's an awesome man. See how he's using cap in church. If you try that in my old church, amen? Don't remove it. I love it. That's what I'm saying. If you try that in our old church, what would they do to you? And all of you, as you are entering church like this, they just be giving you a gift of a what? Anki. Come on, sister. Come on, here. Oh, come on. Just a free gift, non-refundable. Amen.
And there is this thing that happens. Once they just see that maybe people that come to the church, they are too fine, like too much makeup like this, they just bring out one odd sound that after you cry, that will marks on the makeup. We have marks like that. You understand? Marks, thread marks, something like that. Hebrews 4 verse 3. So for we which have believed do enter into rest. Now made a quotation, as he said, as I saw in my rod, if they shall enter into my rest. That is a quotation. Although the works were what finished from the foundation of the world. So please write this down. Christ came as the embodiment of the thought pattern of God. Christ came as the embodiment. Now, this is will be the technical part of how is Jesus God, how is Jesus the Son of God, okay? So, I said Christ came as the embodiment of the thought pattern of God. We must be clear on who he is before investigating what he did. So, that's what we are still doing in series 3 right now. We must be clear on who he is. I say Christ came as the what? Embodiment of the thought pattern of God. Let me ask you this question. Is God permitted to think? Hello, guys. Is God permitted to think? Amen, amen. So, who is saying God is not permitted to think? Okay, now, go to Exodus. I'm coming. Okay, go back to John, please. John. What I'm looking for is actually in okay, John 1. Verse 1. Can we read verse 1 to 5 without stopping. 1, 2, go. Oh, next verse, keep reading. Yes, sir. Okay, hold on, stop there. Go back to verse 1. What is the meaning of theo? You know, we have theology, right? Which is the study of God, right? Theo is what? God, right? Logos, logi is from logos, right? Word, like word of God, like study of God, from all those Greek stuffs. Now, see verse 1 again.
in the beginning was the Word. So word there is the Greek word logos, okay? And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, please, before you continue, let's write this down clearly. There is only one God. There is only one God. Now, that is all over the scriptures. Now, John 1:1, he now said, but in the beginning was the Word. That means, okay, John was not trying to introduce God. He was rather introducing something. He said the Word. Word logos, write it down, it means an idea, okay? An idea, an intention. The difference between logos and rhema is just the same thing. Logos is an idea. A rhema is a spoken logos. Are you with me? So don't do so much rhema logos dichotomy. Rhema is when logos is what? Spoken. Is that clear? Don't know so much. But I've used that one for several things before, right? Well done. So there can be no rhema without a logos. Some people say, don't worry, the letter killeth. That's the logos, that the letter will kill. But rhema, the rhema will give you life, all those type of things. There can be no rhema without what? A logos, okay? The words cannot be spoken if the word is not conceived. Exactly, guys? Thank you. So, he's saying in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. Now, so, verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. Okay, let me go back again to that first phrase. Just write that first phrase. In the beginning was the Word. Write it as a phrase out. Please help me. Write it out. You will need these things in your explanation of who Jesus is. So, in the beginning was a plan. That's how I explain it. So, it means in the beginning was a plan. In the beginning was an idea. In the beginning was an intention. Meaning, this plan is as old as God. This plan is as old as God. Please pay attention. Follow me intently. This plan is as old as God. That's what you deduce from there. Second phrase, the Word was with God. That means God is the owner of that plan. In the beginning was the Word. The Word is logos. Logos already means intention, okay? So that means in the beginning it was a plan. In the beginning is an intention. In the beginning, it's a thought pattern of God. So, very clear. I said the meaning of that is what? What's the meaning of that? Meaning this plan is as what? Old as God. Why did it start from in the beginning? It's trying to show you that this plan is as what? Old as God. That means if you cannot date God, you cannot date this plan. Now, the second one is now saying the Word was with God. The Word was with God. That second phrase will imply that what, sir? God is the owner of that plan. That means that plan belongs to God. That means this thought pattern is with God in the beginning. He is the owner. He conceived it. He conceived it. It belongs to God. It's not that it is as old as God, but it belongs to Satan, or it belongs to man, or it belongs to Angel Michael, or it belongs to Angel Uriel. No, he's saying in the beginning is an intention. We saw an intention as old as God, and we saw that the intention belongs to who? To God. And the third part is the awesome one. He said the Word was what? God. Please, don't, in your explanation, don't replace the Word with Jesus yet, okay? The Word there is simply an intention. Now, I started by asking you that, is God permitted to think? Is God permitted to have a dream? Is God permitted to have a desire? Huh? Of course, yes. Amen, amen. Or if God is not permitted, then why are you two dreaming? Okay, so third phrase now. The Word was God. That means, oh God, Himself is the plan. Right, the third phrase now. The Word was God. I'm explaining. Himself is the plan. Or better still, He will carry out the plan. He will do what He has proposed.
That means he will not hire somebody to do this thing for him. Now, this is the first two phrases. In the beginning was the word was with God. They are sort of personification, okay? We are putting God's, just like Ogut has a plan to be the largest plantain producer in the whole of West Africa. We also, okay, from 2019, or when he did consider it, from 2018, was an idea. Now that means, and the idea is with Ogut, okay? That means I'm saying, I am putting that idea of Ogut as a person, like the wife of Ogut. But in actual sense, it's just a figure of speech. It's just what? An idea. But in communicating it, so that you can relate well with it, I use figure of speech, like personification, to make it look like he is a person. Are you with me? He is not Jesus yet at that point. I'm coming. So the third phrase, I now say God himself is the plan. He will carry out this plan. He will do what he has what? Proposed. Say he will do what he has proposed. Now, listen to me. Write this down clearly. There was no Jesus at the beginning. There was no Jesus at the beginning. Mm-mm. There is only God in the beginning. But from the same beginning, God has a plan. There was no Jesus as a person from the beginning. No. But from the same beginning, it's not that there is a Jesus that talks with God from inside of God. Mm-mm, no. But from the same beginning, God, which is one, Theo, the Lord your God is one God, right? One God. Say one God. Uh-huh. So, that is why you don't go into those. No, we have monotheists, God is first religion. And then we have, what is the polytheists, right? No, funny enough, both of them were wrong. Because monotheists would have been correct. They do that. But in them explaining the mono very well, they just took Christ, they strangled him out. I mean, the real people that, anyway, I don't know their own definition of, you know, different people now. You know, atheism actually have different definitions, depending on who. Same thing as feminism have different definitions. So if they have feminism, is that, let's leave that. Amen. God calls quarrel. Amen. So I said there was no Jesus at the beginning, there is only God in the beginning. So, but from the same beginning, God has a plan. From the same beginning, God has a thinking. From the same beginning, God has a purpose. From the same beginning, God has an intention. From the same beginning, okay, a thinking, a purpose, an intention, an aspiration. Please, this is a repetition, but please just write it down. It's good for you. A thinking, a purpose, an intention, an aspiration, a meditation. And that meditation is all God stands for. Let me know if you understand that. Finish writing. Ensure your neighbor is not missing any vowel, is not missing anything. Ensure nobody has written Muhammad anywhere in what we are discussing. Ensure nobody has written. Okay, so it was that plan that we are speaking about. Now, Jesus will come later, as an embodiment of that plan. Christ, Jesus, he will come later, as the what? Embodiment of that plan of God. As the embodiment. Please put the word later very well. Later. Christ Jesus will come later as the embodiment of that plan of God. So, but all we have in the beginning is just one God and his dream, one God and his ambition, one God and his wish. So what we have in the beginning is just what? One God. Say one God. but and his dream and his ambition. If man can have dreams, why can't God have dreams? So, verse 3 now. John 1, verse 3. Who is not clear with verse 1 and 2? Who is not clear with verse 1 and 2? Okay. Verse 3, he now said, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was what? Made. Now, he used the word in there. In there. Who or what is the in? Is in Christ or in the intention of God? Sir? The intention which Jesus will become later. It's not until John 1:14 that we are talking about the incarnation. Are you flowing slowly? Now, I said, in there, he said, all things were made by him, and without him. In there, that preposition is still same personification. Is as the plan of God, not yet as a person. He will later be called Christ, not at this point. Adam need not call the word of God Christ. Noah need not call the word of God Christ. Are you with me, brethren? Are you with me, brethren? I said Adam, Abraham, all of them, they did not call the word of God Christ. All they need to know is God has a will, God's plan. Verse 4 now. In him was life. Oh God, this is awesome. Just follow. You will get this today. This is what I'm basing both first service and second service on. Okay, sorry, not first and second service. First sermon, second sermon. Don't go away when I'm done. First sermon, second sermon. Verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Okay, slowly write this down. What gives man life is that plan of God. In him, in the plan of God is life for man. That's the point. In the plan of God is life for man. What gives man life is that plan of God, that idea of God. So in God's plan is life for man. Now, he said the life... Okay, let me not rush. As I want you to be thinking as you are writing. Think along. Reason along. Reason along before I get to verse 14. So, in God's plan is life. Clear. The life is like the destination. Write this down. Life, iPhone, destination. But he's saying this same life was the light. Light, illumination. Life, destination, light, illumination. So, the same life was the what? Light. That means the illumination that leads to the destination. The illumination that leads to the destination. Of course, life will be eventually man receiving the spirit, while light will be the message. Life will eventually become man receiving the Spirit of God. That's life. When you receive eternal life. When you receive everlasting life. When you become born again. But light will be the message that leads to what? Life. Light is the message that leads to life. Awesome. Light. Light. Illumination. What you say, in him was life, and life is the light of men. So, now, okay. So, before man came in, we see Jesus as the intention of God. But after man was created, we see Jesus as the message of God. Before man came in, that means before man came in, that means from the foundation of the world, we see Jesus only as the intention of God, not as any message. God is not preaching to himself. But we saw Jesus, we see Jesus as the intention of God. But after man was created, we see Jesus as the message of God and the life of man. The life of man. Life of man. Life of man. So you are following. Write down. Write as much as you can write. Just write. Jesus is the intention of God
before man came in. Jesus is the message after man came in. Simple, as small as that. Verse 5 is not very key. Let me know when you are done.
Feel free to spy from your neighbor. Don't write what you ought not to write. Because in the precision, right? In the accuracy lies the salvation of men, okay? And that's where lies the power of God. This has been the, you know, there was a post I made on Facebook, maybe my last long post, yeah, that I was trying to explain Trinity. Maybe it's December or November, something like that. And it was actually a response to something I saw on YouTube. I saw two people, two clergies, a Islamic and a okay, is that, remember that YouTube I shared with you, remember? Yeah, it was that. And it's like after the Islamic scholar actually put all his own part on the ground, the pastor did not really have a response. Like, it was okay, you guys are saying God is a Jesus is a son of God. That, okay, man sinned and God could not hold himself. God could not forgive man. God had to enter the womb of somebody. He had to go to the cross and die so that he can forgive man. He said, how does that make sense? I mean, that was what the Islamic scholar was using as his own defense. It was in Abuja. It was like an open. So we have Muslims, we have all of them there, and very wonderful. I was watching. I said, God, Jesus, is this how backward we are? You know, as Christians, we are believers. We just believe things we don't know. Just anything, believe. You know, you're praying to somebody. Say, you know, no, just take it. Take it. Why are you speaking tongues? No, Lord, leave the why. Take it. It's for you. We are Pentecostal. We speaking to God. We are Pentecostal. Sad. Forgotten that even the real Pentecostals in the Bible, they didn't, they are not the ones that spoke in tongues. Selah, Selah. Hey, get me right. I'm saying the people who are celebrating Pentecost in the Bible, they are not on that, we'll call it Solomon's porch or upper room. And they're not there. Okay, so John 1 now, verse 5. Are you there? John 1, verse 5. And the light, what happened to the light now? Shineth in darkness, and the darkness does what? Comprehend it not. Again, the light shineth where now? In darkness, and the darkness comprehend it not. So, the light will mean what, guys? The message, right? The message. So, look at everyone justified by faith despite their imperfections. That was the light shining against darkness. I love to use against, not really in, against. So look at everyone justified by faith despite their imperfections. That was the light shining against darkness. First, write that down, then I'll ask you a question. The sermon is short, but because of the explanation, it will be a fairly long service. Because of just have to explain. After today, you go home, you have a Bible seminar with all your people at home. Your grandfather, grandmother, everybody that will see them there. Mom, this is what is happening. Okay, I'm saying, that's verse 5 now. Did we have darkness in verse 1? Look at your Bible. Verse 2, verse 3, verse 4, verse 5. Why? So what will verse 5 imply? Anybody? Yes, for my wonderful people. Preaching? Yes. But why do we preach? I can't answer that question. Yes? Man came in. Is man evil? Is man darkness? Yes, IJ. Man has rejected the gospel. So immediately you saw the light shined what? In darkness. He has said a lot. He has summarized Genesis what? 1, 2, 3. Amen, amen. Because there is no darkness if there is no what? Rejection. So write down what she said. Darkness came in because, how did I even put it? I said that means there was a rebellion against that plan of God. Yeah.
a rejection of the gospel, a rejection of the light. You
know, we have been looking, using light terminology. So that would be a rejection of the light. A rejection of the light.
Well, don't bother getting bored, though. We have, I'm 10% done. A rejection of the light.
Rejection. That means a lot of things have happened. Sin came in. Rebellion against that plan of God. Rejection of the light. A reign of sin. But he said the light shineth what? In darkness. Don't lose guess of that. So that means despite the reign of sin, the light was, see what? Shining. Glory to God. Despite that reign of sin. Romans 3. Verse 3. The unbelief of man does not make the faith of God without effect. Romans 3 verse 3. Open your Bibles. Come on.
Romans 3:3.
Yes. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make what? The faith of God without effects. Verse 4. God forbid. Yeah, let God be true and let every man a liar. See, go to chapter 5, verse 15. So, chapter 3 told you that the unbelief of men cannot invalidate God's plan. That means, actually talking about Adam, the sin of Adam could not nullify what God proposed. Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
The sin of Adam, the rebellion of Adam, could not change God's plan for man. It couldn't. It could not nullify what God has proposed before man came in. Awesome. So, see Romans 5, verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one, what happened? Many be dead. Much more. Say much more. The grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. So you can understand that perfectly. Verse 20, one to go, guys. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might what? Abound. But where sin abounded, what happened? Grace did much more abound. Hallelujah. Why? That as sin hath reigned unto death, so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. He's saying in the same place where sin abounded, we still saw the grace of God at work. So the light shined what? In darkness. Despite the darkness, we still saw the gospel. We still saw the light gaining ascendancy. Despite the imperfections of men, despite moral fault, despite moral failure. If you read the story of Abraham in the Old Testament, you say, hey, hey, hey. But if you see where he's been spoken about, Romans 4, Hebrews 11 in the New Testament, Abraham was spoken about as a G, as, you know, Mr. Perfect. In fact, he even say he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. My guy. The guy staggered for how many years? But when faith, we make his own record. He said, no, I have no such record. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the point. That's our God. That's just who he is. He's good like that. I don't know why too. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Hebrews 11 verse 1. The light shineth in darkness, against darkness. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Talking about them. Evidence of things not seen. Talking about them. Okay, you have seen it. You are not hoping for, you have received. Okay, verse 2. For by it, this is the point. The elders obtained a good report. How did Abraham obtain a good report? By works or by faith? Exactly, guys. That's the point. How did they obtain a good report? How did Abraham have that nice epilogue? Or is it epilogue or what they call it? And that nice eulogy. Don't kill me now. Kill me now. Who kill me? But I don't know. But I don't read a book like you. Eulogy. Eulogy. Your advice. Locals of things. Amen. Eulogy. Amen. Amen. So, how did they have that eulogy? Amen. Say by faith. Yeah, say by it they obtain the good report. Not by their works, not by their action. The light shineth in darkness. So we have men like Abraham, like David, like Noah. Noah that finished after the ark, see, went, Shayo again, you know, Shayo, drank to two spots. shine you anyhow. Go back to John 1, Jeremy. So that was the light shining, okay? Light shining, light shining. Go back to John 1, verse 6. John 1, verse 6.
For we know God never.
Something like that. So, Hebrews 1, sorry, John 1, verse 6. John 1, verse 6. So, there was a man sent from God, okay? Whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might what? Might believe. So, the prophets, I explained this earlier, they came to bear witness of the message. They came to bear a witness of the light, okay? Of the message, of the message. Verse 8, it was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. Of course, I've said this before, no prophet was the message. They were only the message carriers. They are there to carry. So don't form your monument on Elijah because he's a man of fire. Don't form your monument on Moses because he does not take nonsense. I always say my best verb character is Jezebel. That is why your life is like that. Amen? So, of course, that is extreme. So don't form a monument. Don't form don't have undue love, unnecessary love. Don't say, the three best people I love in the Bible. Number one, I love Joseph. I know Joseph is very, Joseph now. Joseph. Number two, I love Jonathan. You know, he stood with David to the end of time. And I love our Lord, and of course our Lord Jesus. We should not mention Jesus at all. You understand? J. J3. Amen, amen. J. Triple J, right? And then you have triple H, triple J. If you have one more J, hope you know it's not only J's in the Bible that are good. Father Abraham, why do you spoil the J? Just spoil the OJ. Okay, it's the units that you gave me, right? I have seen of it. Okay, so, like I'm saying, no prophet was a message, they were only carriers, okay? Message carriers. So now, verse 9, he was saying, that was the true light which lighted every man that cometh into the world. That, look at, don't lose gaze though. That was the true light which what? Lighted how many man? What will this remind you of? A divine assembly. What will this remind you of? Understanding Genesis series 2, part 4 and 5. Simple. You should not talk more than that. Anyway, that tells you that no man will be able to say that God did not happen to me. Nobody will get before heaven and say, but me, I didn't hear the gospel. You. Say that was a true light that was lighted. How many? Every man. To get the details, you have to pick that series, you have to listen to it. Attentively. So, no man is left ignorant of the message. What preachers do is to make things clearer. You know, like John the Baptist said, make the way of the Lord smooth, make it more, you know, straight, right? Make it straight, make it more, make it easier for people, explain more. But to say that God left some people without witness is a lie. Including the one that is born in the core of Saudi Arabia, born to an Islamic family, born to a Juju priest. No man. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. No one will get before God and say, well, it never happened to me. No one. And guess what? That's now God's power. God, you think that how possible? That is God's power. God's power is that what? I will give everybody a witness. So that's God's power. Hallelujah. Details are in those series. So, So, all men will encounter that light. Yeah, that is the power of God. It's up to them to now accept or reject. Now, verse 10, it was in the world. I'm not saying all men did not need scriptures or something. You don't get what I'm not saying. That's why I said, please speak that series. If you now listen to that series, you now see the effects of if a preacher is available and people don't have preachers, and what preachers do. I saw from the book of Acts that even preachers will make the journey of some people faster. If you will rebel, you rebel what? Sharp, sharp. Okay? If you will accept, what will happen? You accept what? Sharp, sharp. Let's leave that for today. Okay, John 1:10 now. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. How was he in the world? Brethren, yes, verse 10. How? Who knows? How was he in the world? As the message. Awesome man. Hallelujah. Rapture. Amen. Man of God. Who came to church for this? Rapture or rapture? Rapture should be. Okay, choice obviously comes before rapture, right? So we have made a choice. Amen, amen. So the day rapture goes, there's no more choice. Amen, amen. So he was in the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. He was in the world then as the message. There was no Jesus to preach to Abraham. There was no Jesus, nobody preached Jesus to Noah, but Jesus was preached to him as the message, okay? As the message. All those Jesus I'm using, I ought not to even use it at all. Let me just say, the will of God was preached to Abraham. The will of God was preached to Moses. The will of God was preached to the children of Israelite. It is not until 2020 AD that will of God will be renamed Jesus. Ekwelo. I said Ekwelo. The name of Ekwele. Ekwele means, I hope you are getting something like that. But I didn't even know the name of my language. Well done. Thank you. So, verse 11, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Still as the message. Verse 12 is not the key. If you are there, okay, let me, people are writing. You are writing. Please close that door. Verse 12. But as many as. Verse 12. But as many as what? Received him. To them, what happened? Come on. As many as received him, what happened to them? To become even to them that believe on his name. Brethren. How did they receive him? People who received the message. His name there is also his identity. Verse 12 is not even talking about the new creation today yet. Abraham received him. Noah received him. As many as received him. Him there is still personification. Same thing. Verse 13 is he talking about? Saying him there in verse 12 is still personification. Is he talking about the message? The message. Verse 13 now says, which were born now. Okay? Not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He's still talking about the message. Still referring to the E in verse 13. This message is not the will of man. It's not the will of the flesh. It's not the will of blood. It's of God. Verse 14 is now the game changer. So that means before verse 14, people could receive him. They could have exclusive power, authority. Okay, not really the dunamis. Today we have the dunamis. We are sons of God. But then they had the power to be. Say to be. Yeah, that means they are waiting for the fulfillment of what God has said, okay? So, but even right then, they are the power to become just by receiving the message. In that message, there is no J-E-S-U-S-O. Are you getting this? Yeah, there is no J-E-S-U-S in the message. Can you find Jesus in the Old Testament? That word, J-E-S-U-S? And can you find it anywhere? No, but you will find him everywhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. As the message, as the will of God. That is why, start thinking spiritually, okay? Jesus in Yoruba is what? Jesus will be J-E-S-U. Jesus in Igbo is what? You don't have? don't worry, you don't have. In outside is what? Jesus. That's. Yes, Yesu. Okay. In French is what? Huh? French. Jesus. Don't curse. Don't lie. You're in church. You should not be telling lies in church. Eh? I say in French. You don't know. Yesu, right? What up in Russia? In South Korea? Guangdong, China? Ting Tong. So, start thinking spiritual. You are not saved by this label of J-E-S-U-S, cat, cat, G-E-S-U-S, you have my dedicated part, that. It's not that slave that saved you. What saved you is God has a plan, a purpose for man. Hallelujah. Salvation. Stop now. We fine. So, because it's okay, I know you will stand, amen. So, because Abraham did not hear that J-E-S-U-S, but on the resurrection morning, he rose up with him. Amen, amen. Starts, no, people, have you heard, I heard of a crusade that it should be in Mina. I have forgotten the man of God. He went there, and they say he's not allowed to mention Jesus. Yeah, don't worry. That is easiest. Open Isaiah 53. What is that? What is that? What is that? In fact, that is stronger than J-E-S-U-S. Be accustomed to just sharing that information. Don't get glued to until. Okay, we get there. Slowly. Okay, we are in verse what now? 13 now. So, verse 14, game changer. One to go, and the word was made flesh. This is the first time God will step into humanity as a person. You will never see his footprint on the ground before 2020 AD. You know, get what I mean, by 2020 AD. That is this today's date, this year. AD is what? After death, not BC, okay? AD, after death, BC, before Christ. I told somebody, I said, okay, you are saying, I know, I'm an atheist. I said, come. I said, you are just a fool, come. People who know more than you. Say, how come the whole world agreed to be using this Christ as a datum? Reference for the or calendar. Right. I said, who is after this? Is it the death of your grandfather? No. Death of who? Christ. Why? You including Russia, that they are saying they are communists, including them. It's 2020. I said, why? Maybe it's because the Roman and the. I say, okay, you are deluded. Of course, it's all of the political things in those eras, but it has spiritual. I mean, it helps man. Okay, so verse 14, the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of what? Grace and truth. So now, write this down, please. That idea of God now became a man. This is what we mean by saying God became a man. It was the idea of God. Just follow me, okay? Follow me. Don't worry. It is that idea. Write it, Logos, word of God. Eh? Word of God, okay? Word in verse 1 means idea, right? Intention. Logos now became a man. That idea became a man. That is what we mean when we say God became a man. This is when Jesus first appeared in history. So it was that meditation of God that took up a man's form. Write it down just that way. It is that meditation, that thought, that plan of God. The plan of God now became a man. That is what I saw in the Bible. That is what is there. before 2020 AD, he only exists as what? The plan and the message. Plan before creation, message after creation. After incarnation, plan and message, now what? Became flesh. That's what he's saying. The word became flesh. What is in 1 Timothy 3:16? Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. The meaning of that is all God has been planning, okay? It does not mean that God disappeared, God stopped being God, and he just became a full man. Some people now say, okay, so when Jesus was on the earth, who was he praying to? Mm-mm. God, the plan of God is what became a man.
I'm not kidding myself.
Now, if you get technical, Jesus has an age as a man. But as the thought of God, how old is he? No dates. But as a man, you know his age. Check calendar. Right? So, if I say, how old is the pre-incarnate Christ? Once I use the word pre-incarnate Christ, you must first say, pre-incarnate Christ exists as what? The message and the what? Thought plan. Message and plan. And that is as old as what? God. For in the beginning was the word. Are you getting it, brethren? Okay? So, that's the age of God. So, was Jesus a baby boy of God in heaven? Was he a errand boy of God in heaven? We are two gods. So, but he exists as the word of God, the idea of God. Now, the one you are analyzing right now, that is a miracle. The one you are trying to reason out now, the one that remains, that looks like I'm not explaining, like, how did an idea become a what? A man. That is a miracle now. Don't you get it? that is the one that you don't explain. I mean, that is a miracle part. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is a miracle? What is a miracle? Come on. Power against power. Otter versus otter. Hey, Babani. That is now the miracle part. How? Look at it now. It was clear. He asked Mary. The angel came to Mary. He said, you have a son. He said, how can I? He said, no. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. And the only thing of you shall be called Son of God. And to know, John really foreshadowed Jesus very well in everything, even before he was born. You know, the same thing that happened to the mother of John happened to almost the mother of John, even. I'm saying the ministry of John started even before John was born. So John was also, the mother of John was also like the faith booster for Mary. Are you with me? So they signed ministry together, 30 in the womb. So he says, see, that cousin Elizabeth, she had also conceived a son in her old age. Listen, you know, say this is a 6 months which he was called barren, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. That means, actually, what I'm about to talk about, the world become flesh is impossible. Say, but with God. That way, guys. See it now. See, that should be, is it Luke 1, right? Check it for your neighbor. 36. Look at it. I see the part that I'm not explaining, which is how an idea of God will become a flesh. I said, that one is not my business. That one is beyond me. It's not my portfolio. It's miracle. So, that's what, guys. Let's read from 34, loud and clear. Everybody want to go? Yes, sir. Yes. Yes, next verse. Elizabeth. Smart. Why? That's clear. And what did she say? Next verse. Hallelujah. Any analysis? No analysis. Hey guys, okay. What you are saying is not clear, but what? Be unto me according to your word. Praise God. So that is the story of the incarnation. For with God, nothing will be impossible. It will not be impossible. No, that's the same thing that is in Romans 10. Romans 10. Open it again. Romans 10. That should be verse 6. Not today, you must really ask yourself if you are a believer. But this is actually what you believe, that you don't know.
Amen, amen.
Oh God. For Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which dwell those things shall what? Live by them. Are you in verse 6? I don't know why I just always feel dreadful reading this one. Because it makes it so simple. It's like saying, God is about to do something. Just keep quiet. Faith here is Bishon. How is it possible? Shut up. Verse 6, slowly. One to go, yes. Righteousness, which is of faith, speaketh on this wise. Say not in your hearts, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring who? Christ down from above. Hallelujah. That means, don't say that plan of God is what? Cannot become flesh. Don't say it is impossible for God, not really God. You know, I love Paul. You know, he used Christ immediately, okay? He didn't say nothing in your heart, who shall ascend to heaven to bring God down. God down, okay? He used word Christ. I know that before he was born, he was not called Christ. He was only the what? Plan of God, intention of God, message. So he said, say nothing in your heart that who we are sent to heaven to bring down this plan of God. To make him a man. And what's the next one? Yes? And who shall descend into what? Into the deep. That is to what? Christ again from the dead. Also, don't say that the resurrection is a lie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't say those two things, the faith of God will catch up with you. Let me hasten up and let's wrap this up. Go back to John 1 verse 15. So in heaven, Jesus exists only as God's meditation. In fact, we should not call him Jesus at that time. All we have from the beginning is God's plan, God's will, God's purpose. That means, you know, with time, we'll actually see that we could actually preach to people even without mentioning Jesus so much. Later. No, we'll get there. Praise God. Do you have Jesus from Genesis to Malachi? So relax. But what Jesus preached? So relax. So John 1:15 now. Want to go? John bear witness of him and cried saying, what? This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. Why? For he was. Brother Kelvin, look at the Bible now. What is the name of that? I mean to ask you. For he was before me. He was before me. So, he was coming there. You know what he's talking about? Plan and what? Message, right? Plan is intention. Intention and message. Plan and message. Thank you. Life and light. So, he was before me. Word and light. Word and light, yeah. Word is intention. Light is message. Awesome. And life is destination. Verse 16 now. Let's narrate 16 together. I want to go. And of his fullness have all we receive. Again, please read verse 15. Please, 15 again. John bear witness of him, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me. Why? For he was before me. But John cried, he cried, that this is he of whom I spake. So now, he was bearing witness of his humanity. Humanity. He was before me, but now he is. But he was before me. He existed before me, but now I can see him. This is he. So now John was bearing witness of his humanity. That is why he was the greatest prophet. So verse 16, and of his fullness have all we received and grace for grace. Say, of his fullness have all we received. Say grace for grace. So all God's blessings is now in this man.
Yeah.
Or all God's blessings is received in this man. The fullness, okay? See what he's talking about in verse 16, though. He's not saying just any blessing. Of his fullness have all we receive, and grace for grace. So that means the fullness of God's blessings is now what was available in the incarnation of his fullness. His fullness is there. He's talking about who? Christ, right? Hello? Christ, okay? His fullness. His fullness means he is incarnated, he is resurrected. Well done. His fullness implies he has now been incarnated, he is now resurrected. That is where we have his fullness. So of that fullness, have all we received, grace for grace. So all of God's blessings is in this man. To be blessed by God is to be blessed in God's idea, which now became God's son. So all God's blessings is in this man. To be blessed by God is to be blessed in this God's idea, which now became God's son. Ephesians 1, verse 3. Well done, everybody. Well done. So what I was saying there is, his fullness is what we now have. Abraham was blessed. Noah was blessed. But in the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus, the message now became full. Fullness. Thank you. That means there is so much more that is available. Ephesians 1 verse 3, don't get tired, don't get bored. It's what you ought to have been doing since age 10 years old. So it's just so unfortunate that you are just starting when you are 45 now. So just bear with us and keep learning. Now, are we in Ephesians 1 verse 3? Are you there? Okay, let's read verse 3. Want to go? Blessed be God and Father. Come on, loud and clear again. Yes, sirs. Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where are the blessings? Where? Okay, but so according as he has chosen us before what? Oh, so that means he made a choice, right? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame in him. In what? Holy there means what? Separate, right? Blameless in him, in his love. So, how did God make the choice before the foundation of the world? Faith in Christ. What was God? How did God make that choice? Faith in Christ. Anyone that believes in the Son, faith in Christ was his choice. Faith in Christ. Don't get that wrong. Verse 5 now. I know you're writing. Look at your Bible. God cannot help a man that cannot read Bible. Come on. I've explained this last week or 2 weeks ago. I've told you. If you cannot read your Bible, how can God help you? You are helpless. Ephesians 1, unless somebody is reading for you. And I'm not a reader. I'm reading for myself. You read for yourself. Ephesians 1, verse 5. Want to go? Yes, sirs. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Whose will? Whose counsel? Whose thinking? You see, he said it's according to the, that means that good pleasure of his will existed before the action we saw in verse 5. He said he predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself. How did he predestinate us? He selected a compartment. He called it faith in Christ. That was his will, his counsel, his thinking. He craved something out before the foundation of the world. Man will be justified by faith alone. Man will be justified by faith, not by works. Okay, verse 6. So the praise of his glory of his grace, wherein he hath abounded unto us. Sorry, I missed that. You're not with me now. So the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted. In who? Come on, guys. In who? Say in the beloved. Verse 7 to 9. Let's read one to go. Yes. The forgiveness hold on, can you see that redemption is just one of the things we have what's in him? Pay attention that it's not all, it's not the full package. It's one of the package. Are you with me? Redemption is one of the things we have, not everything. You see, verse 3, we talked about spiritual blessings. Verse 4, he shows us. Verse 5, he predestinated us. Verse 6, we are accepted. Verse 7, redemption. Now, Ephesians 1, verse 8 right now. Okay? Wherein he has abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. Having made known, he made known now unto us the mystery of his will according to the good pleasure which he had purposed. Where, guys? Where, guys? In himself. So where did God propose that will? In himself. That is why it cannot change. Cannot change, cannot lie, not change. Cannot change, cannot change. Okay, verse 10 now. That in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather, that is upon the resurrection now, gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. That should be dead and living saints. Look at that later. Even in him. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being what? Predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh. How many things, guys? After the counsel of whose will again? His own will. Can you see that this subject is okay? Can you see that there is no room for editing? Hakim, can you see that you cannot edit this one with Photoshop? Where's it? You can't edit. You can't substitute. Everything is working. You are showing your head. Go, go, go. He's working everything after the counsel of whose will, guys? His will. His will. His will. His will. Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. So, anytime we talk about God's sovereignty, please, circle it. His sovereignty is faith in Christ. That is it. His will, because see it again, he explained that his will again in verse 12, that we should be. Inside God's sovereignty is man's choice. It's brash choice. Inside God's sovereignty is that what? Man's choice. I know I'm saying a lot. Just try and write down as much you can remember. You are a Bible. You ought to be a Bible student. I don't know why your life is like this. Yeah? Inside God's sovereignty is man's choice. So say that. That's why verse 12 now includes man's choice. That we should be to the praise of his glory. Who first trusted faith in Christ? Faith in Christ. Faith in Christ. 13 now. No, I'm not done. Second part will make it clearer. I'll now go to several. I will expand the scope. Then you will get it more. This is what we must keep looking at. Verse 13 now. Let's read 13 and 14 non-stop. Thank you. In whom? Say in whom? You also trusted that after that you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believe, you are sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his. Amen, amen. So you can see that all God has to offer is located and given in his will, in his counsel, in his Christ. All God has to offer is located and given in his will, in his counsel, in his Christ. Like when I started, I said, why can't salvation stop being eternal? You are too late. You came in too late. You came in too late. Why can't the dream of what's that? Is that your lady that went to hell? Forgot her name. The guy that saw vision of everyone there, and he wrote out crazy movie. Seeing people and who remember dancers at the gate of hell? Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Don't say that is not glory, actually. That's bad. Well, why can't all those invalidate the position of the saved one? All those visions, they came too late. Before the first dreamer dreams. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Before no eye shadow takes people to a right, but before the first eye shadow was produced. Amen, amen. See your ear cut right now. Before the first breath divine. Amen, amen. Before the first stylist came into being, God has a plan. The works were finished from the what? Foundation of the earth. So, I mean, verse 15 now. Let's read 15 to 18 now. So he's now saying, based on all these obvious facts, you know, Paul knows that this thing is hard. He said, let me pray for you. You know that, that you'll be reasoning, that you're looking like at me, that you are looking at me. Said, okay, let's pray. No, that's serious. Say, guys, let's pray. So let's pray, guys. Let's read one to go. Wherefore, I also, Father, you dead or your faith in Lord Jesus. And love for us saying, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of what? How did I really explain this place? The spirit of... How did I really explain this place? Sir? That God may give you the wisdom of the spirit, which is the revelation of Christ. Get that? The wisdom of the spirit, which is the revelation in the knowledge of him. So instead of the spirit of wisdom, just swap that. Wisdom of the spirit is better that way. I wish his revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of his glory is in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Man needs prayer to see Christ as all of God's plan and as all of God's meditation. As all of God's plan, as all of God's meditation. Verse 20 now, that which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Amen, amen. Are you with me? And set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath made all things, hath put all things under his feet. Higher. See all things. And give him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Back to John 1:17. Amen, amen. Glory, 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 glory. So, let's read 17 and 18 now. This will now get clearer. You can see that everything is located. Everything is located in Christ. 17 and 18 now, want to go. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. 18, no man had seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So, write this down. Bosom there is figurative. Obviously, not literal. Don't see him as the baby boy of the Father. God has a test. That's one of the questions that Muslims ask you. Okay, who is God's wife? All those type of stuff. So, but bosom there is figurative. Bramica, he is the innermost thought of God. Innermost thought. Innermost thought. When he's saying bosom, closest, okay? Closest. Not like an innermost friend or baby, no. But as the innermost meditation of God, thought pattern of God. Amen, amen. Before he became flesh, he was the thought pattern of God. Amen, amen. Are you with me? Before he became flesh, God has a plan. He has a thought pattern. He has a thought pattern. A thought pattern. So, but see that verse 18. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Say, he has declared him. So that means Jesus came to make God bear. Like he exposed God. He exposed God. He exposed God. He made God bear. He showed God to man. Hallelujah. It's awesome. He made what God has been thinking real. Write down those words exactly. Then when you get to you, think on it, meditate on it, ponder on it, ponder on it. He made what God has been thinking, he made it real. He made it real. Listen to this. Don't explain Jesus as a man from the view of the men around you. Wait, so listen. When we say God became a man, okay, everything he did is part of that mountain. I'm looking for the best way to say it. That means, listen, to describe you, say who is Jesus. You will not just say he is a man or something. No. You will describe all he did. That means, okay, who is Henry T? He's a what? Fashion designer, right? That means, if Jesus is a fashion designer, God became a fashion designer. Who is Henry T? He's also a sweet lover. Okay, that means God became a sweet lover. Are you getting that? That means, when we are saying he became a man, don't see that shy Jesus. I'm trying to tell you that a man is defined by the activities, by his works. Help me now. Come on. You should get what I'm trying to say. Let me put it in a better way. A man himself is defined with what? All he does. So that means when we are saying God became a man, it's not just the man, the figure. It's all he did. Are you with me? And guess what? What is the God that became a man? God's idea, right? Right? Of course, so that should be clear. That means ideas becoming what? Actions. Is that clear, guys? Ideas becoming actions. Thought pattern becoming what? Actions. Now becoming verb. Amen, amen. Are you getting that, guys? So, he is the Son of God because he is the custodian of all of God's blessings. But is Jesus God? Yes. So that means each phrase must be explained. If we say Jesus is the Son of God, we are saying he is the custodian of all of God's blessings. Remember all those blessings in Ephesians 1, where do you find it? In him. Same way when the king is dying or so, all his will, everything goes to his son. So that means to approach the king, you approach the son. So that is what that was describing. But is Jesus God? Yes, but how? Because the word was God. How is Jesus God? We call Jesus God because John 1:1 said that what? The word was God. But technically, he is the what? Plan. Thinking, meditation. But John 1 said, the word was God. That means God himself is coming to carry out the plan. Amen, amen. Are you with me, brethren? So, like, meaning, this is God carrying out all he proposed. So, again, you cannot date Christ before the incarnation. His age is God. Yeah, his age is God.
Don't forget, he said, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the idea, the Word, the idea. So Christ is the will of God displayed. Just write down, write the verse. Christ is the will of God fully displayed. So guys, you can't claim to love God but hate His Christ. You can't claim to love God but to hate His Christ. Now, think about it. How do you say you love Brother Jesse? See, but see me, I love Brother Jesse, but I hate his haircut. I hate his goatee. I ate his clothes. I ate the guitar he plays. I ate his pen. I ate everything. So do you love Rajesi? So everything about God, okay? Everything that can be described about God is what Jesus stands for. Everything. That can be described about God is what Jesus stands for. Everything, guys, everything. In fact, the way I put it in my notes, I say, God's is like it's like God's bringing in and bringing out the glory is Christ. All God thinks, all God wants is what Christ came to do. All God thinks, all God wants, it's what Christ came to do. You know that for time, I have loved a 10-minute group study so that everybody can get this clear. I pray for you that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, will give you the wisdom of the Spirit. This is a revelation in the knowledge of Him. We are praying that the eyes of your understanding in the lighting. Know what is the hope of His calling and what is the exceeding greatness of His power which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and He set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. Let's pray. Pray out loud. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, you know what is the hope of His calling. Riches of its inheritance in the saints. What is power? Santa Maria, Santa Maria.